With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel has boycotted talks in Cairo, intended to try to broker a ceasefire in Gaza. The BBC's Orla Gurin reports.
A deal, if it comes, could be days away. Several sticking points remain, including a Hamas demand for Israeli forces to pull out of Gaza. The Hamas delegation is in Cairo, along with envoys from Qatar and the US, but without the Israelis. Israel wants information on the condition of its 130 hostages in Gaza. It fears that 31 are already dead. Unless and until this is provided, sources here say it won't send representatives to Cairo.
International mediators have been working for weeks to broker a deal to pause the fighting before Ramadan begins around March 10th. A deal would likely allow aid to reach hundreds of thousands of desperate Palestinians in northern Gaza, who aid officials worry are under the threat of famine. Also at SRNnews.com, SpaceX launched four astronauts to the International Space Station Sunday. The rocket took off from the Kennedy Space Center at Sunday night from Florida.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
That sound comes courtesy of the Fox News Channel. The International Space Station will oversee the arrival of two new rocket ships during the stint of the four astronauts. The U.S.-Russian crew should reach the station on Tuesday, replacing a crew from the U.S., Denmark, Japan, and Russia. This is SRN News. Most Americans want control over what their kids are exposed to in school.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 54% of adults believe mom and dad should have the right to opt their child out of classes that teach about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Republicans are much more likely than Democrats to feel this way, 79% to 32%. The survey also indicates that about half of all public school teachers also think that parents should be able to opt their kids out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Utah House has killed a bill that would have banned teachers from using their position to promote or disparage certain beliefs. This means Utah teachers will be free to display LGBT flags and other social, political, or religious imagery. The Republican-led chamber shot down the proposal over its vague language, and critics warned First Amendment lawsuits could follow. This is SRN News. In Mexico, criminal violence is accompanying the beginning of the campaign for Mexico's presidential election in June.
As Mexico prepares for its largest elections in history, experts are increasingly concerned that these could be the country's bloodiest elections ever. Organized crime is once again preying on local candidates across the country where cartels dominate. Two mayoral hopefuls in the town of Maravatillo were not so fortunate and were killed by gunmen within hours of each other. Federal authorities provide security details to national candidates, while those running for local posts are left completely exposed and are conscious of the optics of having a security bubble. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The death toll has risen to 10 from a Russian drone strike that destroyed an apartment building in Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa. Three of the victims were small children. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.